Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 18 through 29. Then David the king went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, "Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house, that you have brought me this far? And yet this was insignificant in your eyes, O Lord God. For you have spoken also of the house of your servant, concerning the distant future. And this is the custom of man, O Lord God. Again, what more can David say to you? For you know your servant, O Lord God. For the sake of your word, and according to your own heart, you have done all this greatness to let your servant know. For this reason, you are great, O Lord God, for there is none like you, and there is no God besides you, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And what one nation on the earth is like your people Israel, whom God went to redeem for himself as a people, and to make a name for himself, and to do a great thing for you, and awesome things for your land, before your people whom you have redeemed for yourself from Egypt, from nations and their gods. For you have established for yourself your people Israel as your own people forever, and you, O Lord, have become their God. Now therefore, O Lord God, the word that you have spoken concerning your servant and his house, confirm it forever, and do as you have spoken, that your name may be magnified forever by saying, 'The Lord of hosts is God over Israel.' And may the house of your servant David be established before you. For you, O Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, have made a revelation to your servant, saying, 'I will build you a house.' Therefore, your servant has found courage to pray this prayer to you. Now, O Lord God, you are God, and your words are truth, and you have promised this good thing to your servant. Now, therefore, may it please you to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue forever before you. For you, O Lord God, have spoken, and with your blessing may the house of your servant be blessed forever."
Scripture calls David a man after God's own heart. Despite some horrendous failures, he lived a life of greatness. Unlike many others who are raised to positions of power and prestige, David understood that his prominence was not for his own gain, but for God's glory. And because of the Lord's call on his life, he knew inherently what Jesus would later teach. "The greatest of you shall be your servant. Whoever exalts himself shall be humbled, and whoever humbles himself shall be exalted." See Matthew chapter 23. In today's scripture passage, David refers to himself as the Lord's servant and promises that all blessings he receives will be used to honor God's name. He's conscious of the fact that gifts are bestowed on him and his descendants, so the Lord ultimately receives praise. When those of us who are believers humble ourselves under the divine hand of blessing in this way, God's glory is made plain to those around us. No matter how humble or high our position in life is by the world's standards, we must always remember that every good thing we have is from God and for Him. When our heart maintains a posture of thanksgiving and service to our Heavenly Father, we can become truly great in His eyes and for His sake.